KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The U.S. striking targets in Syria that the Defense Department says have been used by militant groups supported by Iran. The sites are linked to at least 46 drone and rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We will take all necessary measures to protect our troops.
Thousands of people have fled Gaza's largest hospital as Israeli forces and Palestinian militants battle outside its gates. Dr. Ahmed Mokhalalati says they've had to remove premature babies from their incubators and put them in a heated room on a gurney because there is no more fuel at all for generators.
Everyone knows that they won't survive that much with this current situation. So we have the sad decision of just leaving them to die slowly because we can't supply them with electricity.
Israel says Hamas fighters are in tunnels under the hospital. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There might be trouble for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field, but as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV. Microsoft says it plans to buy about 1,000 more acres of land in southeast Wisconsin. If it's approved, the deal would make Microsoft the biggest landowner in the tax incremental finance district originally created for Foxconn. Microsoft officials will make their pitch to the Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Green Bay City workers are getting a 5% raise. The City Council passed a $132 million budget for 2024. City workers have been lobbying the city and showed up at the last two council meetings to plead their case for a more livable wage. The Green Bay Press-Gazette reports that Mayor Eric Genrich's budget was approved unanimously and is intent on keeping city workers in Green Bay and not losing them to other municipalities, which has been the case. The budget for the upcoming year also calls for more police, a rental inspection position, and new positions within the Department of Public Works. It's never too early to make holiday plans, or weekend plans for that matter. The National Railroad Museum is about to launch its Festival of Trees, which starts Thursday, November 16th, and runs through December 31st. The Festival of Trees adds holiday charm to an already fascinating museum visit, and it does not cost anything extra. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls, the Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 30. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. UK. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Tough love Monday, Earl.
Good morning, Wisconsin, and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Good morning, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
9 games in, 3-6, and falling. They played an entertaining game yesterday, man. But entertaining ain't gonna get it, right?
Not history.
So, I mean, even if you see improvements, Gilbert, improvements, the people ain't accepting improvements. I mean, in the line of business, which is called the NFL, there are no improvement victories, right?
No. I mean, you look, Earl, oh my God. You look at this team and you see glimpse of talent. You see glimpse of guys doing what they need to go do. And then you see things that happen in real life. Oh my God, are you kidding me? There's certain things that we got to clean up, but can we clean it up with how many games left? Eight
games left, man. The toughest part of the schedule coming up.
The meat and potatoes is coming.
Let me ask you. You played 10 years in the NFL. You played 4 years in college. You played, I don't know, what, 3 years in high school, 4 years?
4 years in high school.
4 years in high school. Football is football, ain't it? Blocking and tackling. Vince Lombardi used to always say, may God rest his soul, blocking and tackling. You can talk about all the rest of that stuff. Yeah. But blocking and tackling.
But Earl, you got to have a great teacher to do the blocking and the tackling. If you don't have a great teacher, you're going to look real mediocre or not even make it to the league. So somebody got to teach you how to play the game.
Gilbert, I just said you played from high school to college.
I don't
care.
And the
pros, you played 18 years.
From high school as a freshman to my last year as a pro. In between those two.
And not know how to tackle.
You got to have someone that taught you how to play the game.
Gilbert,
And you are a fool if you say anything different.
Not Gilbert, but because I know you and I knew your high school coach. He was the guy who taught you how to tackle first, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then, so with those years with him.
It's just, but see, it's just like this, Earl. Each level you get to, it changes. It doesn't stay the same. From high school to college, it changes.
The
from
tackling, college to learning pro, how to it, tackle?
Yes. Yes. The opposition gets bigger. The opposition gets stronger.
So help us understand, Gilbert. A guy got the ball, he's running towards you.
Yes.
You gotta wrap him up, but I know there's somebody in between that you got to get rid of before you can get to him, right?
Yes.
So is the key getting rid of that guy in front of you in order to get to him?
The key to tackling is different on all occasions. It's an open field tackle. It's an in between the lines tackle. Whatever you got to do. You got to learn. Like, there's a difference from tackling Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. There's a difference from tackling those two guys. But if you being taught the difference between those two and tackling, then you're going to be a pretty good player.
So
you are taught when Barry Sanders is running the ball, don't watch his feet. Don't watch his head.
Watch his stomach.
Watch his stomach. Because his body can't move without his stomach. He can move without his legs. He can move without his head. Can't move without his stomach.
So, Gilbert, I've heard that with boxing. Don't hit, you can't hit the head, hit him to the body. Same principle as what you say.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Well.
But the principle is different when you're tackling Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith.
Well, yeah, because Barry Sanders had those great cuts. He could cut on you on a dime. Emmitt Smith was more straight ahead kind of runner.
He was an elusive runner too, but he didn't have that jelly like he didn't have that jelly like Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders had.
Yeah. So for people who don't know what you mean by jelly is elusiveness. You know, them cats will fake you out of your shoes. You think they're somewhere and they go on and you go to attack him, and the harder you go to attack him, to hit him harder, you're going to miss them, right?
The running backs, if they make you make a momentum move,
they go the other way.
They'll use your momentum
right
against you.
Because that's how smart they are.
Barry Sanders was a master of making you kill yourself. Period.
So we said all that.
I'll say this. Why did we give up all them yards against Pittsburgh?
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, Gilbert, we're in week 9.
Week 9.
And the Green Bay Packers are 3-6. And here you are, man, talking about the cats don't know how to tackle. I can't, it's hard for me to believe that they're getting a paycheck. Gilbert, they're getting the big paycheck.
No. I don't put words in my mouth. Okay. I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay. So why did they give up 205 yards to a team that averaged only 90 yards a game rushing?
Now, Earl, this is called what? Tough Love Monday. Right. So, hey, we about to give these cats some tough love. It is not. If you watch the game, ladies and gentlemen, you're not sitting there watching the tight pants and butts flopping around and the G's all over the place. But if you're watching the game and you're watching the interior line, we are making mistakes and giving up positionings till they got the holes that they're finding. Now, is that player-wise or is that coaching-wise? Me personally, at any time, I'm thinking, coach got to go back to the drawing board. Because we got first rounders. Of course, was Kenny Clark in there yesterday?
No.
No. That's a big negative right there. But we saw them guys show up last game.
Well, they played against the Rams, okay? Rams without a quarterback.
Rams get paid. We're talking about the running game. We ain't talking about passing.
No, but
there's a difference. And Earl, when I see our defensive line, we're not finding the ball. We're not finding the ball. We're just running up field. And what happens when you run up field? You know how you push a kid through the door?
Right.
You tell them, come on, let's get to. That's how the offensive linemen are doing us. We're going to let you run up field. Now, all we're going to do is push you on up the field and get behind you.
So
instead of us using our hands, finding the ball and fighting towards the pressure that they're giving us to clog them holes. When we run up field, we're opening up the hole even wider.
So, Gilbert, because you played on the line.
I am a master against the run.
Okay,
you know so I got a PhD in kicking somebody's butt against the run.
So
I know what I'm talking about.
So the most of the people watching the game don't see it from the line position. They don't know anything
don't
about that. Right?
They don't see it, but I see it.
I know you do because that was your bread
and butter. Trying to explain it, Earl. I'm trying to explain it to the best of my ability for the people like yourself that don't know nothing about football.
So the reason I'm pushing back on you is because
I want you to.
Is because Gilbert. Okay, so the line, the defensive line. As you are stating, not the technique is not right.
Technique is not right.
So
they can play better than that.
Okay, so what about the linebackers? Okay,
The linebackers should be playing off the defensive line, but the linebackers can't do nothing if the defensive line is running up the field and the guards are just going straight to the linebackers. Here, I'm gonna push you up here. I'm gonna push you up the field. Then I'm gonna run up here and get up on this linebacker. And they do a double block.
Yeah, and the linebacker ain't equipped to really take on that 310 pounds.
By the time he get up to the linebacker, he got the angle on the linebacker. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And the running back just going to cut off that block. That's what I'm talking about, Earl. It's the defense. We're breaking down the defense first, right? That's what we're doing. We're breaking down, then we're going to get over into the offense. But this defense, man, you know, we only still gave up 23 points. We had our normal. Offense failed to score over 23 points. Of course, but we gave up too many yards in the run game.
So 23 points, you should win the game if the defense give up 23 points. Because here's what happened.
I ain't going to say that with this team.
All right, so here's what happened. The Packers, the Steelers scored 17 points in the first three possessions.
Mm-hmm.
And they only scored 6 the rest of the game. In the first three possessions, that's when they scored their points. It means the defense then tightened up.
Means that we made those adjustments at halftime.
Right.
So when we came out, it was a different game.
That's correct.
You see what I'm saying? But we still gave up too many yards.
So, all right, listen, we got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the game and the season thus far?
Tough love right Monday, back. Y'all.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we talked about the defense. They gave up 17 points in the first half, yeah. 6 points the rest of the way.
Field goal. Can you,
they held the Steelers to 140 yards passing.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they gave up under 400 yards total offense. Yeah. Can you still blame them?
Blame the defense?
Yeah. But they gave up 200 yards rushing.
This loss was a team effort, or you can't just blame one person. You can't just blame one unit. There's three units to the game, offense, defense, special teams. All three didn't get the job done yesterday.
Well, okay, so you say you can't blame one person.
One unit.
Well, but the coach, LaFleur, is saying that Aaron Jones made a huge mistake. He basically is saying that he kind of helped cause them the game because with 58 seconds left, and the Packers had the ball, and they needed a touchdown, and they threw a swing pass to Aaron Jones, and Aaron Jones tried to break it. He was supposed to go out of bounds, and Matt LaFleur has said, even after the game, he pointed the finger at Aaron Jones, and he clearly stated.
You know what, Earl?
What?
I bet you today he wants to take that back. I bet you today he wants to take that back. You cannot put that on a player that's trying to make this game, that's trying to win this game. He saw something. Aaron Jones is a professional. He saw something that maybe he could do, but it didn't come out his way. That's what your boy said. But let's check this out, though. Why are we in this position? If you didn't want him to try his best, don't call that play. Call something else. But for you to blame this cat because we didn't score on him, that's wrong.
Well,
because it's 10 other guys on the field.
Well, you know, Gilbert, one of the reasons why it's going to come back to haunt him is because of who Aaron Jones is. He bleeds green and gold, right? He gave up $5 million. Right. I don't know if you would have did that to come back to the Packers, right?
I would have done it.
Okay. But he gave up $5 million to come back to the Packers because he loves the Packers. And we, you know, the coach, LaFleur, and everybody knows just how great a player he is. And, you know, yeah, did he make a mistake? Well,
Yeah, but Earl, if you want to sit up there and you want to start pointing fingers at people, which a coach should never do, you start pointing it at that receiving core.
Yeah, they have.
You start pointing it at that offensive line. That let J.J. Watt hit your, I mean, not J.J. Watt, the other Watt boy,
right,
hit the quarterback. Hits on quarterback, pressures on quarterbacks, changes games. I mean, come on. That's, if you want to start pointing the finger, start pointing the finger at all the flaws. Start pointing the finger at the defense. Don't single out one guy and say, this is why we lost the game.
Well, Gilbert, I will tell you that I'm sure Aaron Jones, being the kind of man he is, you know him, mm-hmm, that probably hurts him, right?
It hurts him, but I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He ain't going to come out in the media and say nothing about it.
Right.
That's the type of player he is. He's going to say, okay, coach, I'm going to pick my hard hat up, I'm going to grab my lunchbox, and I'm going to go back to work. That's a true professional. And if you're going to do something, let's keep it in-house. I'm going to come up to your office. We're going to talk about it. Then we're going to move on.
But he's clearly going to have a conversation with the coach.
He need to. Or even the coach needs to pull him aside and say, hey, man, I didn't mean for what I said to come out the way it did.
Well,
this is what we should have done.
I'm sure he's probably going to be forced to say that because it's all over the news that he pointed out Aaron Jones. And I'll say this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gilbert, the Packers are now 3-6. And and 8 games left. Mm. And so how do you motivate a 3-6 team that's not going anywhere? You know, they already know, because you said at the beginning of the season, their goal is to win the Super Bowl, every team when they first start out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
When you turn around and see your 3-6, where does the motivation come from? Your paycheck?
No. The motivation comes from the love of the game, Earl. It comes from pride, Packer pride. These 8 games right now, if I was the head coach, I would say these next 8 games, you got to give me y'all. Because now we're playing for next year.
Hey, Gilbert, I don't know, man. You know, because
we are, Earl. If we lay down right now and not fix the things that we need to fix, this is going to happen next year.
How do you tell a cat, man? You playing for next year, and the cat across.
You don't say in that big words, we're playing for next year. I mean, come on, let's right. be real. You know what I'm saying? But we're playing to get better each game.
So this is where Gilbert, I've been saying it all along, that he needs to bring you cats in there, man, to talk to the players. Apparently, he can't get it done. Right? Is it safe to say?
I wouldn't say he can't get it done because they paying him to get it done.
Right.
He needs to use the tools that's available to him to get it done.
But if he's 6-9, I mean 3-6, he ain't getting it done.
So then he needs the tools to get it done. Well, and what are the tools, Earl?
That's what I want you to tell
Bring us. Bring some of us old cats in. You know what I'm saying? Right. Getting on your coaches to coach better. Look at the game and dissect it like I am and see where the problems are and get on the guys, get on the proper coaches to get the proper things fixed. Because what I see can be fixed on the defensive line. The offensive line is talent, period.
All right, we'll be right back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 under the helmet.
Tough love, Hunt.
Be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Your
more news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Leaders with the universities of Wisconsin are urging lawmakers to release $32 million. They released a plan last week to bolster degree programs to prepare graduates for key jobs in the Wisconsin workforce, but Republicans still want cuts to diversity offices. UW System President Jay Rothman says a deal's a deal.
We're taking the legislature at their word. They said this was focused on workforce development, and I think everyone in the state of Wisconsin can look at this and say, this is good for our state.
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. A former Milwaukee police officer is acquitted of homicide charges. A Milwaukee jury on Friday found former officer Michael Mattioli not guilty in the 2020 death of Joel Acevedo. Mattioli says he was acting in self-defense. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Green Bay Area Public School District Board meets tonight to discuss the construction of a new elementary school on the west side. The district is mulling a $150 million referendum for next April, which would include construction on the new school. An increase in school security is also part of the package. You can see more and give your opinion by taking a survey on the school district website before November 22nd. It's never too early to make holiday plans, or weekend plans for that matter. The National Railroad Museum is about to launch its Festival of Trees, which starts Thursday, November 16th, and runs through December 31st. Festival of Trees adds holiday charm to an already fascinating museum visit, and it does not cost anything extra. And just a side note, if you are planning on bringing the kids to the Polar Express train ride, which starts this weekend, the museum wants you to know the event is already sold out for this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
She walks in this morning, John's like, yeah, I told you look like somebody I've been thinking about you. That's a little weird, John.
I didn't put it that way, Jim. No, we said she reminds me of Aunt Becky, Lori Loughlin from Full House.
Right.
Bailey, WKRP.
I don't think
yes,
so.
Completely. Yes.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10, you know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls, the Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
The expectation sometimes, you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 30. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 40.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the Talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. UK.
cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, yo.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no
all trap. Right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, we can talk a little bit now about Jordan Love. And halfway through the season, it's time to compare his numbers to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. And surprisingly, they're almost the same. Now,
at this point,
yeah. Now we're hearing people say it's time to replace Jordan Love. Rodgers had thrown at the same time. The statistical comparisons. Let's delve a little deep into them. The biggest differences between Love and Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Now, Jordan Love.
Is he statistics all year one statistics?
Yeah.
Okay.
So through 8 starts this season, Love has completed 59.6% of his passes, the lowest rate among all qualified quarterbacks this season. Favre was at 64.8 through 8 starts, and Rodgers was at 63.7. Now, not a big difference between 59% and 63%, right? I mean, those are not the greatest numbers for pro football quarterbacks.
Well, Earl, you seem like a statistical guy. I saw stats last week. Now, last year, 2022, Aaron Rodgers versus 2023 Jordan Love. At this point, their records 3-5 and 3-5. This is last year at this time. Aaron Rodgers, 1,820 yards. Jordan Love, 1,891 yards. Okay? Percentage, 225 yards per game, 6.6. 215 yards per game, 6.6. 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
So the 4 interceptions, the first one was Rodgers, 13 touchdowns, yep. 4 interceptions.
And this year, his at last week was 14 and 8 interceptions. Most yards in the game for Aaron Rodgers at this point in time was 255 yards. Most yards in the game for Jordan Love up to last week was 259 yards. 95.8 rating, 81.9 rating for Jordan Love. Identically almost the same.
Yep.
But nobody wants to get rid of Aaron Rodgers last year.
And the fact that Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, you know, the year before that. Something happened, right? Clearly, something happened. Now, last year, Aaron Rodgers didn't have Devontae Adams, did he?
Nope. Okay. He got the same receiving core that Jordan Love has. And the numbers are exactly the same.
Hey, Gilbert, that tells the story, right?
Yes,
I mean, really, really, those statistics you can't refute. Aaron Rodgers was a MVP quarterback the year before.
A Super Bowl champion.
Super Bowl champion. But a 4-time MVP, I think, or 3-time, whatever it was. But
how many years in the league? Umpteen years right. In the league. This is Jordan Love's first year at bat.
So I wonder, man, for all those people who want to blame Jordan Love, I heard people say that the Packers need to tank the rest of the season so they can get a quarterback.
Stupid.
Well, that does happen. And we've seen teams going to the tank.
They're going to the tank, but not by choice. They at least trying to win a game. They ain't going to just say, oh, let's just forfeit. Might as well just say, let's forfeit.
You don't think any team does that?
No. No, they're trying. I mean, even them teams that went up to be 0-15, they're still trying.
Well, you know, Gilbert, football is about winning and losing. You played it all those years.
Yeah.
Man, the more you lose, now the Packers, they won the one game in between. But, man, you know, the people forget, right? The people forget. It don't take long for them to forget. Those statistics you just mentioned about Aaron Rodgers
and Jordan Love,
that's amazing to me, man, that it was actually that close, you know. And nobody can point their finger at Jordan Love if, in fact, those statistics that you read, they are accurate.
Earl, you saw it yesterday. I mean, he made mistakes, but he was putting that ball where it was supposed to be on several occasions. He makes mistakes, his reads, certain things, but that's that first year deal. That's why I'm trying to explain to everybody, year two is going to be totally different.
You know,
because then he got to get in the lab with these receivers that he got, because it just blows my mind that they keep dropping passes like they do.
Well, 18 times Love has been sacked in those first nine games. Rodgers was sacked 17 times and Favre 16 times. So it's all apples and oranges. And you are right. And for people who keep saying it's Love, it's not him, man. It's got to be the receivers. He's got such a young group of receivers. They knew this. And there were people who early on in the season, Gilbert, said that the Packers needed to pick up some veteran receivers. They chose not to. Am I right? Did you remember that?
If you didn't do anything during the trade deadline, this is what you get. This is what you get.
Yeah.
But then again, what can you have done in the trade deadline? One person is not going to change this team.
No.
Two people ain't going to change this team.
Well, when the most experienced player that the Packers have is their third string tight end. He's played 4 years. And then all these other guys are 2 years, Gilbert. They knew going in. Certainly they saved a lot of money. When you've got all these rookie receivers, Gilbert, you're not paying them much, right? It's safe to say that.
Yeah.
First year.
It's safe to say,
man,
that.
They've saved, and they decided to save a lot of money.
And the experience of the offensive line plays into it, too.
Yeah.
Because you got a bunch of young cats up there, too.
Let's bring in Al from Milwaukee and from Detroit himself. Hey, Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. But, Gilbert, you know yourself, when Aaron Rodgers came in, it's like when Favre came in, the major change that was made in the next year was the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And until they get an offensive line, Love or nobody else will come in there and do nothing.
The defense has got
to be tightened up. Yes.
Al, I love you because
you know it's right.
Understand the game. You understand the game. You see what I see. If they don't change that offensive line next year, we're going to get the same result this year, period.
Well, but they know they're going to have to change the offensive line, Gilbert. They see it. You know, how can they not? I mean, if you look at the stats, Love 3-5 in the 8 games, now 3-6. Rodgers was 4-5, and Favre was 4-5 at the same time. I don't know how you can say it's Love's fault, man. If you're looking at that, how can you blame him?
You can't. You got to blame the strength and coach because all these little fairies that they got, as they call receivers, they come in out of college trying to be cute, but ain't nobody in the weight room. Every time they get on the field, as soon as they get bumped, they hurt, and they got to sit out a week or two. You got to get some men in there. You got a bunch of boys.
Uh-oh. So
you know what? You know what? And Al going to call a spade, man. Some of them boys catch the ball, and they looking for a place to fall. They ain't going to fight. They ain't going to get those extra yards. They looking for a place to fall, Earl.
Well, Gilbert, then what you're saying is pro football players who are being paid to play the game.
No, I ain't saying that.
Okay.
You putting words in my
mouth.
Okay,
what you saying? Okay, what you saying?
I am saying that our receiving core needs to get better. We need to catch the ball. We need to run the ball. We need to run our routes properly. And we need to get tougher. We are a finesse team that can't finesse nobody right now. When they look at the scouting report for the Green Bay Packers, we can run the ball against them, and we can shut their passing game down.
So Gilbert, that means
that's scouting report.
Well, that means in simplest terms, they're soft. I mean, you know, you can say it. I know you can't say it, but I can say it. If you know,
I'm gonna say we are inexperienced. We are very inexperienced in certain areas of this team.
Well, they knew that, man. That's why they're the youngest team in the league. They should have expected this. Is it safe to say that?
And like you said, Earl, were they trying to save money?
I think they were.
Or they didn't have no money?
Well, so part of this, Gilbert, is
yes. Because you just said Aaron Jones gave up $5 million.
Yes. Yes, they looked to save money because Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. Right?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers' numbers are still on the books. And they got some other guys whose numbers are still on the books. And so, yeah, they didn't mind losing money, Gilbert, when they had Aaron Rodgers and they thought they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But when they know they don't have a chance at all, they're going to finally get a chance to cut some salaries, man. I think that's what they've done. Clearly, when they've gotten younger, they've cut salaries.
Is it safe to say this now makes us to be a rebuilding year?
Hey, Gilbert, I said that beginning of the season.
They were avoiding that word.
I know. Well, you know why. Hey, we'll do this on the other side. Al, hang on a minute. Under the helmet with the grave digger. And Al, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Big Al!
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Yeah.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show, and special guest Al is hanging on the line. Hey, Gilbert and Al, I did some a little research during the break, and the salary cap for the teams last year was $226 million per team. It was $224 million the year before. Last year, Green Bay Packers salaries were $162 million, Gilbert and Al. Mm. This year, it's $125 million. So, yes, they have cut their salaries $35 million in 1 year, which says they cut the salaries. And so when you cut the salaries, kind of clear what happens, man, when you're getting cheaper players and less experience. Is it safe to say that, Gilbert?
It's safe to say that we started off with trying to keep Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So we taking money here and moving to here, taking money there and moving to there.
Right.
Then it all blew up in our face. Now we caught in this conundrum and we're trying to get out of it. So that when we look at the talent on the field, could we have bought in a veteran receiver, veteran lineman, veteran something?
Yeah.
We probably couldn't have. I don't know. I don't know the numbers to make sure, but we're stuck in this thing right now. We need to find our way out.
Well, period. So those numbers tell the story, and the fact that, and I didn't even know before we went to break, I talked about the fact that they were cutting salaries, because for years with Rodgers and all the other high priced players, they were certainly in the red. Now clearly they get a chance. And they knew they were going to be younger. You're younger. They don't pay those major salaries. And that's where they are. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, you're probably both going to be offended by what I have to say, but I think all the salaries need to be cut, because everybody I know is getting cut salaries. And if you can't live on $135 million a year, well, I think there's something wrong with you.
Well, that's the entire... That's the entire, group of players.
That's Miss Cindy's perspective, man. You know, she's tired of everybody talking about, I got this money, but we ain't getting this done. Come on, man. Come on. Yeah. I hear you, Miss Cindy. I hear you.
Well, you know, man. Put it this way. Aaron Rodgers last year, his base salary was $1,150,000.
That's his base salary?
Yep, but his signing bonus.
Ooh, child.
His signing bonus was $25 million. So that's how this thing
but
works.
But in football, Earl,
you get the money
that
up front.
The only thing that was guaranteed was that signing bonus. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
everything else is out the door if something happened to you.
Because if you look at Bakhtiari, his salary was $1,120,000. His signing bonus, $6 million. Preston Smith, salary, $1,150,000. Signing bonus, $9,000. So when you look $9 million. So when you look, Gilbert, the money, Kenny Clark, $1,035,000 is his base salary. Reasonable. But signing bonus, $5 million. That's where
You gotta do it that way.
Well, they call it dead money. So what do they mean by dead money? The signing bonus?
Yes. Meaning that you got that, but we're really paying you this throughout the year. You see what I'm saying? So you get paid every 2 weeks. You got to fit all that money in every 2 weeks.
Well, it looks more than reasonable when you look at a base salary of Aaron Rodgers, $1,150,000, David Bakhtiari, $1,120,000, Preston Smith last year, $1,150,000, Kenny Clark, $1,035,000. That doesn't seem like a lot of money, man, but it's on that other side of it. That's where the money is.
Right. They got to sell a lot of hot dogs and beer. Then the people are like, why do hot dogs cost so much? Hey,
Al, you're a fan. What are your thoughts about where the Packers are right about now?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, see, you talked about everything but IR. You see, when these guys get out here and get hurt and they go on IR, the company's not paying them. That's an insurance policy. And they get too comfortable getting paid by the insurance company rather than by the team. Now, you know, those numbers don't tell the whole picture. But as I said, these are boys instead of men coming in to play this game. And we played back in the 50s and 60s with less equipment
right.
and everything else. And we got out there and ain't no way in hell you could tell me if I bump my head, I ain't going to play. I'm going to go out on that field if I'm crippled, crawling, and crazy, because that's what I did. I loved the game.
Yeah. But, wow. That's wow.
So Gilbert, what do you want to say, man, as we get ready to close?
Well, Al is right, man. You know what I'm saying? But the game has changed and evolved so much that certain things are not the same as they
used
to be.
No, you got
to
protect.
And the player is not the same as they used to be.
The player deserves to be protected. It's a dangerous game. And we've seen the outcome of the way they used to play in Al's day. And it's not good for the players long term, right? Safe to say that?
Safe to say that, Earl. That's why the game has to evolve and has to change. Even though you guys say they're softer, they're not.
All right, we got to go. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Likewise, my friend.
We'll be back together again next Monday. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Yo, Big Sandy, I say what's up.
I will.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. We'll be right back.
looking at issues through a politically purple lens. The Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim, Thursday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.